Mike Hosking, Marcus Lush, Matt Heath, Tyler Adams. All the names you can trust. This is News Talk ZB News.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock, 15 degrees in Wellington. I'm Max Toll. David Seymour says some parents don't want their children's education to feel like an external Marai visit. The Associate Education Minister is defending a government law change that will remove the requirement for school boards to implement the Treaty of Waitangi. The rule was introduced in 2020. Seymour says some schools will teach more Māori culture while others will teach less, and parents should have choice.
There will be some schools, like charter schools, that I support and am very proud of, such as Te Rito in the far north, that give very high level of immersion in Te Reo Māori and Mataranga Māori.
The Primary Teachers Union says the removal is racist. NZEI President Ripeka Lascelles says Minister Erica Stanford appears intent on pushing a single, narrow vision for education.
And quite frankly, our children are not one size. We have a variety, but she is more intent on making everybody fit into one box.
The government is putting another $62 million towards mental health crisis response. Mental Health Minister Matt Doocy has announced the funding at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission conference in Auckland. Jordan Dunn is there.
Doocy says the funding will cover 40 additional frontline clinical staff for crisis assessment and treatment across the country. There will also be an extra 20 beds for acute alternative services, and three more EDs will receive peer support workers. Doocy says the number of crisis recovery cafes across the country will also increase from 6 to 8.
There's fear a ban on homelessness in city centres will simply move the problem elsewhere. During question time in Parliament yesterday, Labour suggested the government's planning to ban homeless people from city centres. Some central city business associations backed the move, citing a survey showing 90% of Auckland operators are affected by rough sleepers and begging. But Christchurch Business Association Chair Annabel Turley says the Garden City already has a good approach.
The businesses in the central city pay for a safety team, and our safety team do a really good job of connecting those people who are homeless with the right agencies.
Bricks and mortar retailers continue to do it tough, particularly in Canterbury. Two Christchurch shops have gone into liquidation this week, owing hundreds of thousands of dollars. They are Shoe Store Street Legal and the owner of Sterling Sports Stores. It follows the recent collapse of Smith City and Kitchen Things. Business Canterbury Chief Executive Leanne Watson says these latest liquidations are not surprising.
The retail scene has been changing probably for the last decade. Some of the move to increased online shopping and things was definitely accelerated off the back of COVID, where people didn't have any alternative but to go and purchase online.
And Otago University's Proctor is investigating an incident involving about 50 students shooting fireworks at each other and at police. Emergency services were called to Castle Street on Monday night, where two people were arrested. Police say several people deliberately fired fireworks towards officers, narrowly missing them. The university says it's extremely disappointed by the dangerous and unacceptable behaviour and that disciplinary action is possible. The university also urges students to act responsibly and think carefully before using fireworks, this Guy Fawkes. I'm Max Toll. That's News Talk ZB News with Fisher Funds, investing in New Zealand for over 25 years.
Sport with Blacklist Smith & Co. Chartered Accountants. Finally, someone on your side.
News Talk ZB Sport footballer Carlo Amiento has revealed his goal-scoring form at the Wellington Phoenix has come after beating cancer. He was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma while playing for Brisbane in the A-League last year and underwent treatment. The 26-year-old's now scored twice for the Phoenix in the opening three rounds of his first season at the club, having been in remission 18 months.
At the time, obviously, I was thinking, my career's over. I'm never going to play again because I wasn't playing and unfortunately, I got a message from Brisbane at the time when I was doing my treatment that I wasn't going to be renewed another contract.
All Blacks assistant coach Jason Holland admits they still await a clearer picture on whether Scott and Geordie Barrett can play a further part on the end-of-year Grand Slam tour. The pair have been ruled out for Sunday morning's test at Murrayfield and donned tracksuits at the side's first training of the week in Edinburgh. Holland says the verdict is hopeful.
There's a few scan results still to be nailed off with Geordie. Scoot had a pretty nasty cut, but all going well, that should heal up in the next little bit.
International rugby coverage with Access Solutions, celebrating 25 years in business. Crusaders have snapped up another rugby prospect on a three-year deal. New Zealand under-20s midfielder Cooper Roberts has signed a wider training group contract for next year before he joins the full squad for the 2027 and 28 seasons. Roberts made his NPC debut for Tasman last year. The 11 Super Rugby franchises released their squads for 2026 tomorrow. Family support has paid dividends for the Melbourne Cup's second champion female jockey. Jamie Mallum rode Half Yours to victory, with husband Ben aboard the Kiwi-bred Smoke and Romans, who came 14th. Her parents Karen and John Gardner Carr, who both speed skated for Australia at the Winter Olympics, are dedicated to helping their daughter day to day.
She was actually like a cool cucumber. She was really relaxed. We work on the farm, so I work for her and look after all her horses.
And an injury has ruled Indian spinner Ravi Ashwin's hopes of playing for the Sydney Thunder in Australia's Big Bash T20 League. He may still join the group in a non-playing role. The 39-year-old was set to become the first capped Indian player to feature in the competition. I'm Adam Cooper. That's News Talk ZB News and Sport. To 10:05, Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills is back next.
News Talk ZB Wellington. Time saver traffic.
New and improved free iHeart app is here. Good morning, the Urban Motorway. You're going to hit heavy traffic there just after Hill Street. State Highway 1 is flowing well. State Highway 2, a moderate patch through Upper Hutt, again right by Kennedy Goodbridge, flowing well from Pitsuni. No delays on Transmission Gully, State Highway 58 or 59. Get new features like lyrics, presets and a sleep timer. Download the free iHeart app now. Time saver traffic.
Weather with Tommy's Property Management. Property management the innovative way.
It's been a bit overcast this morning, but fairly still. That wind not picking up, or at least expected to pick up until this afternoon. And we are expecting fine spells to develop this afternoon as well. It should near or top the 20s. Tomorrow fine, a little cloud in the morning again, and some stronger wind for much of tomorrow. Similar sorts of temperatures. It is 16 degrees currently in Kapiti, Porirua and Wainui Mata, 15 in Upper Hutt, Lower Hutt, Lyle Bay, and it's 15 degrees as well in central Wellington.
Live from the capital, Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills and Wellington Airport. Daily Qantas flights to Brisbane available now. News Talk ZB.
You better make it soon before you break my heart. Oh, I wanna be with you everywhere.
Oh, I wanna start this hour with something that most of us have in our bathroom cabinet. Glove box of our car, in our overnight bags or tucked away at work. And I'm A, all of the above, paracetamol. For decades, it's been the everyday New Zealand painkiller, the default solution for anything, everything that goes wrong. Take a couple of Panadol, your mum tells you. Anything wrong? Oh, take a couple of Panadol. Headaches, sore back, stressful days, sore knees, restless night, take a couple of Panadol. But a new University of Auckland study has highlighted something that honestly doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. We are treating paracetamol like a vitamin. A third of us are taking more than the recommended doses at one time. That's 11% more than 1 in 10 are regularly exceeding the maximum daily limit of 8 tablets. So some of us, a third of us, are taking more than the recommended dose, and 1 in 10, 1 in 11, are taking more than the 8 tablets in 24 hours. This is not just a one-off mistake, it's a habit. And here is what worries me. We've become so casual about this medication that it's now almost invisible. No big warnings, no discussion at all, no stigma. Not that there should be a stigma of taking Panadol, but you know what I mean. Just grab a couple and move on. And you know what? It's almost like every day you could make an excuse for taking a couple of Panadol. My back's not quite right. Oh, no, I don't feel quite right. Take a couple of Panadol. Meanwhile, we can debate Diet Coke for hours, whether it's a poison, whether the stuff in it will kill us, and yet we stay silent about the drug most likely to send somebody to hospital with liver damage. And when you get paracetamol prescribed by your doctor, what do? They give you a script, take a couple of these for a couple of times a day or three times a day, a couple of days and you'll be fine. When you go to the chemist, you get a box of about 500 tablets. There's no conversation. There's no reminder about the limits. And once it's in the house, it's always accessible. I know people, and I'm sure you do as well, who pop a couple every night just to unwind. They've had a stressful day. They've cooked dinner. They've watched TV. I'm going to bed. I'm just not feeling quite right. Pop a couple of Panadol. They're sore. They want to sleep easier. It becomes a routine, almost normal. But here's the unfortunate truth. Paracetamol has a very narrow, safe window. What does that mean? A little helps, but more can seriously hurt you. The liver does not cope with excess, and once it tips into the overwhelm, the damage can be catastrophic. Yet so many Kiwis think, I'm bigger, I'm a big guy, surely I need more than two, I'll take three. No, it does not work like that, and I'm here to tell you that. And because paracetamol is hidden in multiple products, Coldrol, Lemsip, cold and flu combos, many people don't even know when they're double dosing. The University of Auckland study found that half the respondents did not realise the product even contained paracetamol. So they take Lemsip, put a little bit of honey with your Lemsip, it's real good. Half an hour later, a couple of Panadol, and then suddenly they've exceeded their daily limit before lunchtime. If this was anything else, alcohol, vaping, soft drinks, we'd be campaigning, warning, red stickers. But two-thirds of people surveyed said their doctors and pharmacists have never even talked to them about the dosage risk. Now, I know that my doctor did one time when I, after an operation and I was a bit of pain, he said, take a couple of Panadol, make sure you don't take too many. But he did give me about 500. So here's my view. This has started looking like its own version of addiction. Quiet, socially acceptable, hidden in plain sight. We rely on it for stress relief, for sleep, for daily aches. Sometimes we don't even need it. We think, I wonder if I feel better with a couple of Panadol. Boom, boom. I mean, I'm looking at my little case that I carry around with me, and I've got a brand new 8-pack, 10-pack, 12-pack, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12-pack Panadol sitting right here on my desk. I'm not saying that we should give away paracetamol. It's safe when used correctly. But we need to start talking about what is correctly. What does that actually mean? Because it'll be fine isn't good enough anymore. We are doing potential damage to our livers. And if we take it like a vitamin, maybe it's time to stop and think. Are we addicted? Are we addicted to paracetamol? 0800 80 1080. What do we need to do? What needs to be done here? A third take too many. Do you personally rely on it? I'd love to hear your story. I do. I unequivocally do. I'm not the worst one in my family by a long way. I've got family members that take it like it's a cup of tea at the end of the day. Should we be more clear on what we do with paracetamol? I'd love to have a chat about it. I'd love to get your views. And I bet you the survey's on the money. I bet you you're taking too many. Let me know, 13 minutes past 10.
Tribe Leadership Executive Search. Transforming executive search across Aotearoa, New Zealand. See our portfolio of work at tribegroup.com.
Has it been more than 6 months since either your last COVID-19 vaccine or infection? Make sure your summer plans include more than just booking in time with friends and whānau. Take steps now to help protect you and your loved ones from COVID these holidays. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the latest COVID-19 vaccine, especially if you have health conditions or are aged 50 plus. The COVID-19 vaccine is a prescription medicine provided free of charge for eligible people. Standard doctor or pharmacy fees may apply. Medicines have risks and benefits. Your healthcare provider can advise if this medicine is right for you. Pfizer New Zealand Limited, Auckland.
Love this track.
Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did you
Dasha and all your favourite country artists are playing on the new iHeart Country NZ.
Weekdays at 4:20, Heather Duplessis-Allen catches up with the very latest in sports news thanks to TAB, your home for sports multis, in-play betting and power plays. Download the TAB app to get your bet on with all your favourite sports. And when you join TAB, they'll match your first deposit up to $50 in bonus cash. R18, bet responsibly. 420 weekdays, Heather Talks Sport, thanks to TAB. Only on Newstalk ZB.
Every day across New Zealand, thousands of Kiwis trust us with their keys and their safety. When Auto Super Shops inspect your vehicle, we understand what that means. You don't just get a warrant, you get an Auto Super Wop.